had a deputation to Johnny Cole County Council where this is before the elections, and we've highlighted our issues and our concerns. We've talked about our personal experiences. Since we've met with Donegal County Council, we've also been in contact with the Pirate Resolution Board, and we've talked about the issues with them and sought advice from themselves as to how best to progress this issue forward.
One of the things you're trying to do at the moment is actually build up a database of how many cases there are in Donegal. You're asking people that may have issues with MICA to make contact with you.
That is exactly the recommendation that the Pirate Resolution Board said as well. We had two members from Donegal County Council down there as well at the meeting with a member of our micro action group, and we had a fairly good lengthy discussion with themselves, and ultimately what they said was that we had to gather the facts. What are the issues? How many people are we talking about that may be affected? What testing has been done, or what are the issues involved, and present that information then to the government to take it a stage further. It would require testing, and that can be a very expensive business. So what we are trying to do is raise the awareness of a potential problem. So what we're saying to homeowners is, go out and look at your houses. And this is to anybody out there at the moment. Go out and look at your houses. Just look at your walls, etc. And look and see if the walls are okay. Because there could be minor cracks on that. But for other people, there could be, like, as we've already highlighted, sporadic web-like cracking. The cracks are mainly to the external walls. And we're saying to people, if you have that, we can't offer a solution at this stage, but what we're trying to do is raise the awareness that there may be a problem. And we're saying to them, look, if you do have a problem, please make contact with the Micro Action Group. I mean, we have an email address, which is microactiongroup@outlook.ie, and we also have a mobile telephone number to contact us, which is 086-864-8888.
Is there a particular timeline within which affected houses were built that you're aware of?
Well, from the people who have contacted us, the majority of the houses are in, say, from year 2000 onwards. But we've had some people who have indicated problems with the houses that go back, maybe 30 years. Whilst we do not have the exact cause of what may be causing this, there has been times where people who have tested have indicated that there's an issue with mica in the product, okay? And it could be that in the majority of the cases that there is a common problem with the level of a mica compound that's been used in the aggregates used to make the concrete blocks. The issue we have there is when we look at the building regulations, there is no specific standard of the level of mica that should be in the blocks. All they talk about is, that the blocks should be of a suitable quality with a limited amount of mica, but they don't specify what is a limited amount of mica. So we do not have really a specific building control standard as to what the blocks should be.